All right, welcome back to the Vinny and Cook Show. I'm Ron Cook talking sports with you another 40 minutes or so up until 2 o'clock. Thanks so much for finding me on 93.7 The Fan. It is the Vinny and Cook Show. Vinny is headed off to the dentist. But I'm joined now by another big guy. I guess I can't say officially of the Steelers at the moment.
Come on.
I think he's going to be a long-term Steeler if they ever have football again. And I'm talking about nose tackle Chris Hoke joining me here in the studio. Chris, how are you, man?
Great, buddy. How you doing?
Well, are you surviving this lockout?
It's pretty wild. You know, I don't think I've ever been have had this much time off, you know, going deep into May now. I mean, starting in May, you know it's going to probably go till June 3rd when they have the hearing. And so we've never had this much time off, so you're trying to figure out what to do with your time.
Now, you are officially a free agent, but you can't talk to anybody, right? The Steelers, you're kind of in limbo. How are you handling that? What if this thing goes on, and there's some speculation, it could go on to July, August. Yeah. Who knows how long? How are you handling that, the uncertainty of it, I guess?
It's kind of crazy, you know, but you just got to keep working. I got to keep doing what I do every offseason. I got to be ready to go. So when they lift the lockout and then they start free agency, that I'm ready to go in and be ready to start up where we need to go. You know, it might be training camp. It might be, you know, a few weeks before training camp. Who knows? But I got to make sure that I'm in the best shape I can be in.
Were you able to have any talks at all with the Steelers before the lockout started?
I haven't. You know, I think they were trying to get, you know, Ike Taylor locked down, trying to get Willie Colon locked down, and Lamar Woodley. So that was their priority, those three starters, those three-star players. And then, you know, I would believe I'd come next.
We're talking Steelers nose tackle Chris Hoke here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Chris, there's been – I was down at the draft all weekend. A lot of the scouts, a lot of the coaches are worried about what kind of product is going to be put on the field. If you guys don't get the mini camps, the OTAs,
yeah,
the training camps, the exhibition games, they predicted there'll be a lot more injuries.
Sure.
Even something as simple, they told me about offensive tackles trying to pick up blitzing linebackers.
It'd be crazy.
If they don't get the repetition work in camp, the quarterbacks are going to get killed. If this thing drags on, is the product going to suffer?
Well, I think it's a viable concern. You know, you wonder if these players are actually out working out. You know, you wonder, you know, if some of these guys have been in the league for a long time, if they're going to continue to go out there and get in the weight room every day, get on the field and run those, you know, sprints, do those little drills that can prepare for training camp. You wonder if, you know, when you get to training camp, these guys are going to fall down and pull a hamstring, pull a groin, whatever, because they're not in the right shape. So those are all great concerns, and I think that every player realizes that, and I hope that they take it to heart. And I hope that – I mean, I'm out there busting my butt every day trying to get myself ready because I know that come August, I want to be playing football.
Is it the same without somebody looking over your shoulder, though? You have to be pretty disciplined, I think.
You've got to be disciplined.
Without the coaches beating on you a little bit or looking at you.
You're right, Cookie. You know, I mean, when you have someone looking at your shoulder, when you have Garrett Guillemot down on the south side telling you what to do, Marcel Pastore, you know, these guys are sitting there, give you a workout every day. They tell you what to do. They're looking over your shoulder. You got to be a disciplined person, you know, and I've always, you know, thought of myself as being one who works hard. You know, me, you know, the true character of someone who works hard when nobody's looking. And
that's
what I've always thought
about.
That's
discipline. What about your buddy Casey Hampton? We got a lot of people worried about Hamp's weight here. He's had problems in the past. Have you been able to – have you talked to him at all?
I have. We've communicated.
Does he share your discipline?
No comment.
Have you had a chance to talk to him?
I have talked to Casey. He's doing good. You know, I think everybody's just kind of – even if you're under contract right now, I think everybody's kind of like, what's going to happen? When do I need to be back in town? What am I going to do? When's training camp going to start? But one thing I know about Casey, when camp starts, he's going to be ready to go. You know, and everybody's worried about, was he going to be in shape?
I'm going to disagree with you. Not when camp starts. There's a difference.
Cookie, you're
and
right.
He always,
you're right.
I'll never forget when he got basically suspended by Mike Tomlin, put on the pup list. Basically a suspension is what it is. And he said, they asked him, how long do you hope this lasts? And he goes, I hope it lasts till the first game because he hates training camp. So I'm going to disagree with you.
No,
he won't be ready for training camp. He'll be ready for the first game.
First game. He's going to come to training camp. You know, he'll be kind of in shape, but come that first game, Casey will be ready to give you about 30, 40 snaps.
There you go. You have found the Vinny and Cook Show brought to you by Wright Hyundai. We thank them for their support. Chris Hoke with me of the Steelers in studio. Chris, you might have heard something about some tweeting that went on this week.
Yeah.
As a player in that locker room, your reaction to it, to the social media, I don't know, do you tweet?
I don't tweet. I don't get involved in this.
I don't either. Obviously, we're talking about Rashard Mendenhall. Had some controversial things to say about Bin Laden's death this week. The Steelers quickly separated themselves from that. Your views on what he said? Do you look at it as a guy giving his opinion, or do you have a problem with
it? It's very, very unfortunate this is all going on. You know, I mean, Rashard Mendenhall is a great guy. I mean, he's a friend. He's a teammate. So it's tough to see this all going on. The thing in America is we're all entitled to our opinion. We can all say what we want. Would I have done that? No. Do I agree with him? No. But the thing is, you know, we're in a world where we have social media, and you know, it works for the benefit, but also can hurt people too. And I think in this situation, it hurt Rashard. You know, and it's a tough situation. You know, I hope that, you know, we can work through this, and the fans can work through it. Rashard's a good football player. He's a good person. I just think that maybe the timing of his comments were bad.
Is this something that can hurt a locker room? I mean, you know what the reaction has been out there. A lot of people very irate over this. Mm-hmm. A lot of people
I've heard the comments.
Want to trade him, and I think that's ridiculous myself.
Yeah,
he gave
too.
His opinion. But is that something that maybe other guys have trouble getting past that?
No.
I mean, or is that something inside the locker room?
Anybody
say anything to him about it?
There might be some discussions. There might be some words said to him. And, you know, I don't think there's going to be any fights about it. I think that, you know, people are going to let him know maybe that they don't agree with those comments. And but on when you get in between those white lines, when you get on that football field, they're not worried about the comments Rashard made. They're not worried about what he tweeted. They're worried about whether Rashard's going to carry the football and get some yardage and get first downs and hold on to that football. And, you know, like I said, Rashard's a great person. I just think these things, you know, I just think he was out there talking and you know, he made a mistake. And I think he'll learn a big lesson from this.
We're talking to Chris Hoke of the Steelers here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Chris, Mike Tomlin was asked about the social media late last season and kind of bit off his words, like, doesn't really like it.
Yeah.
Says it's a generational thing in his generation's past. But he said, as long as those guys don't get into my business, meaning I guess
second guessing what he's saying,
tweeting you know, decisions about the coaches,
sure.
talking about your teammates, for instance, you can do a lot of things out there that he doesn't have that big of a problem with. It do you think he'll call in Mendenhall and talk to him about this? Art Rooney the second will call him in and just say, you got to be a little careful when you're representing an organization?
I think there'll be some discussions like that. I think what will happen is when the whole team gets back together, that Coach Tomlin does a great job of getting his point across, communicating to the team kind of like his vision and what he thinks is best for the team. I think he'll get the team together, talk about the situation. I think he will address it head on. That's what he does. He always addresses things head on whenever these things like this come up. And he'll let people know what he thinks and what they should do. Coach Tomlin is great like that. And I think he does a great job of making people feel comfortable, but also getting his point across.
He strikes me, and I like the way you said that, does something head on. He's going to let you know how he feels, doesn't he?
He will. You know, and Coach Tomlin's not one of those guys that sit there and yell and scream at you and say this and that. I mean, he's going to talk to you like a man. He's going to let you know how he feels. And he's never going to let something just think it's going to die. You know, he's going to hit it head on. And that's what he's always done. I've always respected that about him.
I don't think I've had a chance to – and we're talking to Chris Hoke of the Steelers here on the Vinny and Cook Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I don't think I've had a chance to talk to you since a Sunday night in February in Dallas. Didn't quite work out like you wanted against the Green Bay Packers. How long does it take a player to get over that game? And do you play it over in your mind again? Maybe if I'd have made this tackle, or maybe if we'd have done that.
Sure.
Talk about what it was like. You've not been on the short end of one before.
No.
You'd been on two winners.
I'll tell you what. First and foremost, I am so happy that I won the first two Super Bowls I was in, because I don't know if I could have handled losing three. You think of the Buffalo Bills, then when they won four Super Bowls. I don't know how you go back home and you deal with that every offseason. It's tough to deal with. I remember going back to the hotel after the game and just sitting there looking at my wife and my kids going, what just happened? You know, because it was so crazy. You know, we weren't used to losing those games. We were used to coming back and making that final drive, making that drive, going on and winning that game. That's what we're used to doing. But we were on the short end of the stick this time. Green Bay played a good football game. And what you got to do, you just got to, you know, you can't linger on that. You can't just sit there and keep going over and over and over yourself. You got to move on. You got to get ready for the next year, because that's the thing about football. There's always a next year.
Let's assume you do a new deal with the Steelers and you come back. I think that's certainly what you want, and I like to think it's what the Steelers want. Can this team take another run at it? It's starting to get a little old in certain places, but do you like what you see coming back? And
no question about it. I mean, how long have they been saying we'd be getting old? I mean, they've been saying that for three or four years.
Aaron Smith tells me the 30s are the new 20s.
No question about it. And let me tell you something. I remember a few years ago when they were saying, oh, they're getting old, they're getting older, and then we went out and won the Super Bowl that year. And then we go out and we struggle the next year. Oh, everybody's getting old. Then we go back and we go to the Super Bowl again. So I think this team, what I've learned about this team over the last 10 years of being here, is that when people are calling us out, kind of counting us out, when our backs are up against the wall, that's when we fight the hardest and that's when we play our best.
Chris Hoke of the Steelers with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. They drafted a young guy, number one, another guy to take your position, one of the defensive linemen there. Your overall thoughts on the draft? They got a big offensive tackle in the second round, a couple of cornerbacks. I still think they need to re-sign Ike Taylor. I think they realize that, and I think that's probably why they didn't reach for a corner. I think they will do a deal with Ike. But your thoughts on what they added? And
That's the thing about Kevin Colbert. You know, I mean, he'll never reach for somebody. He's going to take the best player at the spot we're at, and he's done a great job. You look at the first-round draft picks over the last, I think, 10 years since he's been here, 11 years on the hall, he's been here about that. He's always done a great job of picking at his position. They've moved up a couple times to go get Casey, go get Troy, and some other guys. But they do a great job of doing that. And I think Cameron Hayward, it's funny because when you watch these guys in college, you always think this guy would be a great player here. I remember looking at Lamar Woodley when he was at Michigan and thinking this guy's going to be a great player, you know, hopefully comes to our team. And it seems like, you know, I remember watching Cameron in college and he did a great job. He's a motor guy, a guy that went hard every play. And he's going to fit in well here because it seems like, you know, from what I've read, is that he's a high character guy. And he likes to work hard.
And Ohio State plays a very similar defense to what you guys play. Yeah. I guess only the terminology is new. Chris, he was on with us yesterday and mentioned I thought it was interesting. He mentioned that Hines Ward reached out to him, Ben Roethlisberger reached out to him, Lamar Woodley reached out to him. He said Brett Kiesel. And I think it's kind of cool to me. I mean, you guys are teammates, but yet you're competitors. You're fighting for the same spots.
Sure, you're fighting
what
for
does
a job.
That say about the leaders on your team?
Well, good character. I mean, you talk about all those guys there. Those are good guys. Those guys are leaders on our team. And, you know, I think right now, since the coaches really can't reach out to those guys right now, I think they were able to say hello after the draft and they couldn't talk to him anymore. It's good to have these guys step up and call this young man and let him know that he's welcome, that they're there for him. If he has any questions, any concerns, that they'll be there for them. And I know that's what they said.
Real quickly, Chris, before I go, I got to ask you about this rumor that's circulating, and I don't know if it's true or not. Are you next in line on Dancing with the Stars next year?
Well, they were in town last week, you know, checking me out, and they said that I probably, if I was in it this year, I would have a better shot of winning it than Hines would.
Oh, man. Have you had a chance to watch him? He's been pretty good. I'm not a dancing fan. Have you watched?
I have watched. You know, I saw Hines, you know, I mean, he was preparing for this Dancing with the Stars. I saw Hines the week before the first show, and he actually had Kim with him in town, this town we were at, practicing. And I was giving him a hard time, teasing him a little bit, thinking, "I know, don't go out there and embarrass us. Don't go out there and, you know, look like a fool." And he goes, "No, Hokie, I want to be pretty good." And so he pulled out his iPhone and showed me his routine. And I was impressed. And I told my wife that night, I called her and said, "Hey, honey, Hines is going to – he's going to surprise a lot of people." And he has. He's done a great job.
He's a competitor. He's matter what he's doing, he wants to be the best.
But there's a lot of
competitors,
too. They can't move their feet like that, move their hips like
that.
But,
I mean, he's not – I don't think he would have done this if he thought he was going to embarrass himself.
Heck no. You know, and the thing is, too, is, you know, it's funny to watch him in those tight dancing pants, isn't it?
I told you I haven't watched.
Come on.
Hokie, it's always a joy to talk to you, man. I hope we're going to get a couple more years of it. Hopefully we'll be able to work out a new deal with the Steelers. I know you don't want to play anywhere else at this point, do you?
You're right.
Chris Hoke of the Steelers, thank you.